Right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It's WCHL's Kids Question of the Week, Kids Q, airing every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. That would be now. Presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the brand new YouthWorks on Main Collaborative, both located on Main Street in Carrboro. Beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits. If you haven't seen the YouthWorks building, definitely check it out. It's great. Youth Forward is there. Triangle Bike Works is there. Musical Empowerment. The Skajaja Fund, they just raised $20,000 last week at their Beach Shack Boil. I was privileged to be a part of that. Really great organization there. Healthy Girls Save the World, and a whole lot more. Don't forget, this Saturday is Small Business Saturday with the Town of Carrboro coming together for Carrboro Cheer. PTA Thrift Shop, one of those small businesses too, so definitely check them out as well as you're out and about shopping in Carrboro this weekend. Right now, we got Art Chansky of WCHL and ChapelBurr.com here in the studio to help us out with Kids Q. Art, how's it going?
It's going great. Yeah. Can't wait to see what this is all about.
My favorite part of the day so far is that I asked you how you were doing, and then I looked up and saw you were taking a drink of Coke. It's like, I love catching people in the middle of that. I think waiters and waitresses do the same thing. Whenever they come up and ask how I'm doing, it's right after I've taken a bite of food.
And you can't really answer properly, can you?
No, absolutely. You can't answer properly anyway, but at least when they do that and you've gotten a bite of food in your mouth, you've got that as an excuse and you don't have to come up with anything.
You can just nod your head and go,
I'll take the bill whenever you want it, yeah. This is pretty much how I talk on a regular basis anyway. So Tar Heel basketball coming up. We'll be talking tomorrow at 1:15 as part of Countdown to Tip-Off. We pre-recorded Tar Heel talk with Blake Hodge, which is going to air tomorrow evening after the game. But we were talking about sort of UNC basketball and looking ahead beyond this tournament. The December schedule is kind of shaping up pretty well for Carolina. You've got a couple of tough games. You got Davidson, Michigan, Ohio State, Tennessee, all of them potentially tough opponents. But there's not a game in there that we looked at on the schedule and thought, oh, Carolina's probably going to lose this.
Yeah, I think the one that they if they end up Michigan State in the finals of the PK-80, then I think that's could be their first loss.
Yeah.
Because Michigan State's pretty rugged inside, and that's where, even though our three freshman big guys are playing well, that's where the test is going to be.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But, you know, PK-80 is Phil Knight's 80th birthday now. What is your next significant birthday?
40, probably.
30?
40.
40.
40.
Let's have
Thank you, though. That's nice, yeah.
Let's have the AK-40 Ooh. Tournament win.
Well, let's wait another 7 years and just have the AK-47 tournament. How about that? All those young guns coming out, hitting from three.
Exactly.
I like it. All right, are you ready for Kids Q?
Oh, I am.
All right, here we go.
Biting at the bit.
Yeah. Get around the radio, everyone. Get your kids around the radio. This question is for everyone. Here is today's question, Art. Imagine you can change heads with any animal. What would you choose?
Oh. No
yeah,
question.
It's these kind of questions.
Well, yeah. As long as it can be head and neck, it would be a giraffe.
Oh, a giraffe. Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm. Oh, that's a good one. Like you count the neck in there. Yeah.
It'd have to be because the only reason to be a giraffe
is to have the long neck,
and
right?
Be able to see stuff that other people can't see.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. I don't know what the answer to that one would be. Giraffe is really good. What if you couldn't have the neck?
If I couldn't have the neck.
I would want one. I don't want one that has. What's an animal with really, really good vision? How about a bat?
A bat?
Yeah. I mean, technically blind, but they've got sonar, so you can see everything, like, day and night. How about that?
Yeah. Well, I would like maybe the king of the jungle,
a lion. Yeah.
You know, the big fuzzy. Have you seen that ad on TV where the kid... The dog, the beautiful dog, comes out, and the kid starts crying, and he reaches for his little toy lion. And the father goes, and he goes to Amazon Prime, blah, 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 and orders it. And he orders this sort of lion's...
like mask
lion's
head.
Beard.
Yeah, yeah.
And he puts it on the dog, and the dog walks in, and the kid looks at the dog and goes, reaches out and goes, yes, I love that.
Oh, that's great.
It's super rad.
That would be, because, I mean, if you had the body of a person in the head of a giraffe, you'd look ridiculous, right, with a long neck. If you had the body of a person in the head of a bat, you'd look ridiculous, because you've got this tiny little head. You look like Beetlejuice at the end of the movie. Lion would be good. I could also see a horse, If for no other reason than my Halloween costume is set forever. I'm BoJack Horseman just every year.
As long as, I don't know if the kids will get this one, but as long as the head doesn't end up in the bed.
Yes. If you're young enough if you're old enough to have been allowed to see The Godfather, then we're good. What about the other way around? If you had to take your head off of your body and put it on the body of an animal, because we're switching heads, so your head is going somewhere
else.
Well,
if I took my head off, I would put it in the Guggenheim, because that's where it belongs.
Yeah. Well, don't put it in the Guggenheim, because if you put it in the wrong place, it'll just roll down that that ramp and then wind up at the bottom again.
All right, so my head would be great on the body of, like, Tom Brady. How's that?
Okay, yeah. Would that make him better at football or worse? I don't even know.
It would make me better.
It would make you better,
It would make my head better, for sure.
Oh, man, that would be a tough one. I would want to be an animal that could run fast, like a cheetah.
You're asking to put a head on
an animal. Like, put a head on an animal.
Okay,
like, yeah.
Tell me what you think, and I'll be thinking of mine.
So something like a really fast animal, like a cheetah, or else an animal that can fly, like a bird or an eagle or something like that. I'd be the worst eagle ever, with, like, this majestic eagle with my face on it.
Whoa. What if my head went onto a rhino, you know, and then we'd have those big headbutting contests,
Yeah.
and then I'd be diagnosed with CTI?
There you go. I don't think you get the tusk, though. If the rhino's head comes off, you lose the horn as well.
Is that true?
It's just your head on the rhino's body.
Are you making up these rules?
Yes, I'm just making this all up as I go.
Well, it's been an interesting segment for sure.
All right. If you are out there driving around, if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. If you got some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Youth Works on Main, Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. Art Chansky, thank you so much, and happy Thanksgiving. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You know, I was on with Ron a couple of minutes ago, and this is so much better right here.
Thank you so much. I'll tell Ron that, too.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Right.